Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
We'll get to our second interview in just a moment, but gosh, reading the message there about schooling reminding me of how narrowly it seems America has just avoided another school shooting. You might have heard the news overnight. It's kind of faded into the background in light of what's happening closer to home, but there was another mass shooting in America yesterday in Northern California, and I'm reading now on the Washington Post website that in fact that shooting, which did kill four people, could have been so much worse because the gunman in fact attempted to break into the elementary school next door. And it could so easily have been another school shooting. And, you know, my immediate thought is when is something going to be done? I mean, are we going with thoughts and prayers as the strategy again? How often are we going to read these stories with nothing being done about gun control? They are happening so often now that they are virtually bleeding into the background, that you hardly even blink an eyelid. And I was reminded of this just the other day. I was watching a video of one of the Columbine High School shooters' mothers giving a TED talk about the impact that that tragedy had on her life and on her feelings of guilt as a mother for failing to recognize her own child's crisis. And it was incredibly powerful to watch, but it made me really do a double take because it made me think back to the day of the Columbine High School shooting and how profoundly, profoundly moved I was by that news event. I really struggled that day to get through my news bulletins. We were so shocked and so horrified by what had happened there. And if it, you know, now it's just another one in a long, long line that keeps on getting longer. And how many years later are we still sitting having the same conversations and nothing has changed? It's quite depressing. But there we go. Tuesday in Northern California, the report saying that a woman driving her children to school was also apparently targeted in that incident. There are now reports that the gunman had tried to break into the nearby elementary school, but was unable to get into the classrooms because school officials had heard gunfire and had locked down the entire premises. So it could have been a lot worse by the sounds of things. Back to South Africa, we come back to One Eye on Zimbabwe. Of course, should there be breaking news developments on the situation there, we will cut into our normal programming to share those with you. In the meantime, we're going to carry on with Inspiration Wednesday. And besides the fact that it's the 16 Days campaign starting next week, there is also another campaign that really revolves around this coming weekend. And it's incredibly relevant to us here as we head into the festive season in South Africa, because it is a time of year when we are increasingly aware of deaths on the roads. Let us not forget, more than 18,000 lives are lost on our roads every year. And if you do the maths on that, it works out to 50 every single day if you average it out. It is a staggering figure. And every year internationally, the third Sunday in November is designated as the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. It was actually started in 1993 by a British charity called Road Peace and then was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in the year 2005. Obviously, it's a day that we have perhaps more reason than any other country to recognize. Certainly, the group South Africans Against Drunk Driving thinks so. They've organized an event for Monday morning to commemorate this special day. And on the line with us is their founder, Caro Smit. Caro, it's lovely to have you with us again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and to all the listeners. Thanks for having us on board.
It's a pleasure. I know your own family has been touched by the issue of road deaths, specifically by the issue of drunk driving. You lost a loved one very close to you to a drunk driver, didn't you?
I did. I unfortunately lost my son in 2005. And about 10 years before then, I also lost my brother-in-law, Steve. So, yes, we have been very, very affected by this. But, you know, we're looking at those school shootings, Pippa, and just simply, as you say, 50 people dying on our roads every single day. And why are we not outraged? Why are we not involved in road safety? Why, you know, why? Because these are such preventable deaths. And so that's why we're having this event, and we're doing it with the rest of the world. And they're asking people to come along to Milnerton, High School, to their conference center. Bring pictures of your loved ones who've died or been injured, and just come and protest. We just need to get a groundswell of people saying it actually is enough.
Caro, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that we are sorry for the losses your family has suffered. This event is the bigger picture, obviously, of recognizing that you are unfortunately not alone, and the significance, particularly this year, of the venue where you're hosting it, because this gathering is happening at Milnerton High School, and their school community was touched by this issue not just only a couple of years ago.
That's right. Jake Wooden, the head boy, was actually killed, and he was also killed by somebody who had been drinking. So yes, that is why they are helping us and hosting it. And we are very privileged to have the MEC of Transport, Donald Grant, coming along and speaking. And then we're having Professor Sebastian van Us from Trauma Department at the Red Cross Children's Hospital. Because, you know, Sebastian van Us just sees child after child coming in who have got head injuries, who haven't been buckled up, pedestrians who are knocked over. And, you know, the trauma of these deaths, apart from affecting families, affecting our economy, it's absolutely terrible. But this is also an event where we also thank the paramedics, the police, the ambulance services, all the people who have to go onto our roads and who are traumatized by this every single day as well. So it's for victims and their families, but also to thank the dedicated crew on the roads.
Okay, so Carrie Milnerton High School, 11 o'clock until 12:30 on Monday morning. I know that there's no cost to attend. What sort of form will the day take? You've said that Professor van Us will be speaking. Our MEC, Donald Grant, will also be addressing the crowd. You've asked people to bring photographs commemorating loved ones. Are there any other sort of formalities you'd like to mention?
No, not really. It's a matter of, will there be a lot of media presence? So we're hoping families will share their stories with the media, so we give faces and names behind all this trauma. It's really to support families, to get support groups going, and just to highlight this terrible, terrible carnage on our roads. So it's quite informal. We hope to have tea there. And just basically, I will also obviously speak about the rights of victims. I am part of a new international NGO called the International Victims Partnership, where we're trying to look at the rights of victims, because there is very little justice for victims. I know even in the Western Cape, I am helping 3 or 4 families at the moment who have had terribly poor police investigations, poor crash scenes, poor all sorts of things. And so probably the person who has killed their loved one is going to get away with it because of lack of proper investigations. So I will be discussing a little bit about justice for victims and what we need to do.
Caro Smit, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and our wishes for a successful event on Monday. Caro is a founder of South Africans Against Drunk Driving. So just a reminder, the day is about all victims of road accidents and road incidents, not only those affected by drunk driving specifically. Monday, the 20th of November, from 11 until 12:30 at Milnerton High School.